Hi, this is Michael Fiore, and I want to welcome you to The Waterfall, which is a bonus for the Text Your Wife Into Bed program. I call this program, this waterfall bonus, the How to Talk Your Wife to an On-Command Orgasm, and it's basically using a lot of the same principles I teach you in the Text Your Wife Into Bed program to basically give your wife a great orgasm, whether you're touching her or not. That's going to sound a little bit weird at first, but as I get deeper into it, you're going to be kind of impressed. Most people are. And if you use this stuff, I think you're going to be very impressed. So there you go. So let's go through some core principles of what the waterfall is all about. The core principles are that women are turned on by stories and imagination, not visuals. Women like it when you take control, which I call non-creepy dominance. I cover that a lot in the main Text Your Wife Into Bed program. A woman's most important erogenous zone is her mind. It's really all she needs. A shockingly high number of women can be brought to orgasm sometimes without even ever touching them, just by talking to them on the phone or talking to them face to face in the same room can do amazing things. Or maybe you just need a relatively low level of stimulation. Now, that's not true of all women, and it's not a value judgment either. Some women do really need some really direct stimulation on the clitoris or whatever else. But in general, it's more than you would think. And this material is going to be useful no matter what. The waterfall is basically a light hypnotic induction where you talk her through an orgasm. Now, I say the word hypnosis, and a lot of people go, oh my God, you're going to make me bark like a chicken, things like that. That's not what we're going for here at all. Instead, we're just using some basic principles of hypnosis, some basic principles of how you communicate with a person's mind and their subconscious to give your wife incredible pleasure. This can be done while you're touching her or not. It's really fun while having sex. If you're actually having sex with your wife or your woman or your girlfriend while you're doing this, that really adds a great context. It can take a certain level of concentration for you if that's going on, but it's a good time. And it doesn't actually matter if she's hypnotized at all. You know, the whole question is, oh, is she actually under or not? Is she in a trance? Not actually important. A big thing about hypnosis is that people often think, oh, I wasn't actually hypnotized. I'm like, well, then why were you standing on one foot? No matter what, the fact that you're putting forth the intention of giving her pleasure is really going to do wonderful things for her. And it doesn't really matter if she's in a trance, quote unquote, or not. She's going to feel really relaxed. She's going to feel really good. And of course, you're going to get yours in return. She's going to feel really grateful for you having done this for her. So the waterfall works through metaphor. In fact, you don't really say anything sexually explicit in the waterfall at all. Instead, you paint a picture of a situation where she can utterly relax and let the waves of pleasure take her. If you do this right, you don't never have to say the word anything sexual. You don't even have to say orgasm or anything like that. So the storyline of the metaphor of the waterfall is that she's on a river in a small wooden boat. There's no oar or engine. The current is pulling her downstream. She can hear and see a waterfall nearby coming. She's actually going towards the waterfall. And the storyline of the metaphor is that she's been over the waterfall before and knows she's perfectly safe in the boat. So she's in the boat. She's going to go over the waterfall. Of course, she's going to go over it. But the boat's really sturdily made, and there's not going to be a problem. And since she can't control the boat and knows she's safe, she may as well go over the waterfall and enjoy it. There's a certain inevitableness to the entire thing where she's like, well, I'm not going to be able to stop this from happening, so I might as well just go with it. I might as well enjoy the massage because I'm just going to have to lay here anyway. I'm going to might as well just enjoy the orgasm that's coming because I can't stop it. Let's talk about what each of these things in the storyline kind of mean in this metaphor. The boat means safety. The boat is designed as a way, it's a strong and safe boat she can relax in. The boat is extremely well made. The boat is solid as a rock. Or as a boat, I suppose. And once she's in this boat, she's completely safe. Nothing bad's going to happen. She has no control while she's in the boat. She has no oar, no engine, no rudder, and she's safe. She might as well relax. The key here is that since she doesn't have any control, there's actually a lot of freedom in that. It's kind of like, you know, when you're just on the bus. They do the driving, so you don't have to, which means you're free to take a nap, relax, etc. Same concept here. And really, it means inevitable pleasure because the boat is heading towards the waterfall. The waterfall will, of course, mean pleasure. The river is sensual, flowing sex and good feelings, basically. The river is, you know, as we talk through it, she's going to be just basically sitting on the river and enjoying it and feeling it flow back and forth. It means pleasure. It means she might as well go along with it because the river just kind of flow. She's in a boat. There's no control while she's in the boat. Might as well just go for it. And the waterfall is a pretty big metaphor for an absolutely amazing orgasm, as pleasure just washes over her from all sides. It's like falling into pleasure and wet like her pussy, basically, right? Wet, you know, water. The reason we use water is because water has a certain sensuality to it. And because, you know, it's a really easy way to go. So there's also the after the falls aspect of it. So the waterfall is the orgasm. The after the falls is kind of the denouement. And after the fall, she should feel totally safe because she's still in her boat. She's still in her boat. She feels good. She's floating along on total pleasure, etc. The theory behind the waterfall uses a concept called timeline distortion. And that means that, you know, there's generally a timeline, right? I would draw this if I had that capability on this computer. But basically the timeline is there's the past, there's the present, and there's the future. Right. And so we're going to start off in the present, and she's on her boat right now. Right. We're going to say whatever the name of your woman is, you're on your boat right now. You're on your boat. You're on the river. You can feel the river underneath you. It feels good. You know, there's no control over the boat, etc. She's been over the falls before. That's the past. Right. We're going to tell her she's on her boat right now. She's been on her boat before. She's been over the falls before, because most women have had an orgasm before. And it was fine. It was safe. It was not a problem. It felt really good. And she was totally safe. She has no choice but to go over the falls again. So she should relax and enjoy it. And the future is going to be she's going to go over the falls again. So the past is she was over the falls. It went well. The present is she's in her boat right now. And the future is she's going over the falls. And there's really nothing she can do about it. And why would she want to do anything about it anyway? Because she's going to be completely safe. Got it? Good. Let's keep going. So over the course of the waterfall, we're going to be building up to pleasure. That means we bring her through time and time again the sequence of what's going on. And we do that by basically telling the story of it going on. So we take her and we place her in the boat in the present. We say, as you're lying in this bed, you're actually in this strong little wooden boat. It's completely safe in this boat. And you're on this river and you see this waterfall and you know you're going to go over the waterfall. And when you go over the waterfall, you're going to feel really good. You're going to feel really good. And after you go over the waterfall, you're going to be totally safe and be able to be relaxed. And as you tell the story about what's going to happen in the future, you're basically putting her through it a little bit. A small portion of her mind is going to experience all of that pleasure. And you basically just keep running over it and running over it and running over it and going over it again and again until you actually bring her to the point that she's going to go over the waterfall. So as she gets closer to the fall, she's going to feel more and more pleasure. She knows it's going to feel amazing. She's going to get closer and closer, and then she's going to go over the edge. And when she goes over the edge, you know, 10, 20 feet away, 10 feet away, it builds and it builds. And then you're going to ask her at the last moment, do you want to go over the edge? And you're going to wait for an answer. That's the most fun part of the entire thing, because she's going to be squirming on the bed in front of you. Then she's going to go over the waterfall, and you're going to narrate her through this incredible orgasm, whether you're touching her or not. Oftentimes, I'm shocked when it works. I'm still shocked when it works, but it's worked many times. But it's an amazing thing to watch, watching your woman be in so much pleasure. It feels really good. You feel really good about your ability to help her do that. After the orgasm, she's back in her boat. She's still feeling so much pleasure, and she's going to look forward to going over the falls again. We're going to plant that idea, that post-hypnotic suggestion, that she's going to be looking forward to more of this happening, and bring her back out of it, kiss her, etc., and that's it. So now the best way for me to kind of show you this, I think, is just for me to talk through it a little bit. For you, I'm going to do a relatively brief version of the waterfall. You can actually expand this to be as long as you want it to be when you're actually doing it. It can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes. You could take an hour if you want to, and if you do, she'll probably have a hell of an orgasm when you do. So for the sake of doing this, I need a name, so I'm just going to use a name. We're going to call the woman in question Jane. As we do it, you're also going to notice that I kind of lower my voice a little bit as I do this into a very soothing tone, and that's something you're going to want to be working on yourself. You're going to want to be having a soothing, commanding tone the entire time, okay? So we say, we just kind of get started, and we say, and I'll take a little sidebars as we go through and explain what I'm doing. And we say, so Jane, as you're lying here on the bed, you begin to realize that you're actually in a strong wooden boat on a river. You're lying on this boat, on this river, and you feel completely relaxed. And as you feel your body against the bed, the solid, safe bed beneath you, you feel yourself in that boat, and you feel the river beneath you drifting back and forth. You feel yourself being brought down the river, and you feel yourself getting more and more relaxed. You can feel every muscle in your body relaxing. You can feel your neck beginning to relax. You can feel your arms beginning to relax. You can feel those muscles in the small of your back melting like wax on a candle in the boat and getting more and more relaxed because you realize that you are completely safe in your boat, that nothing bad could or would happen, and that all you need to do is allow yourself to go down the boat, in the boat. And you also realize while you're in the boat that there's no oars in the boat. There's no engine in the boat. There's no rudder in the boat at all. And there's nothing you can do but simply enjoy yourself. But that doesn't make you nervous at all, because you know that the boat is completely safe and there's nothing here that could hurt you. So all I'm doing there is really establishing safety, establishing the concept of her being in the boat. We're just saying you're in the boat and you're safe. You might have noticed that I go through, I start kind of step by step talking about particular parts of her that are relaxing. As I say in the main Text Your Wife Into Bed program, where attention goes, energy flows. Where attention goes, energy flows. And so we're basically just bringing attention to each of these areas and then reinforcing the idea of them being really relaxed. It works extremely well. Okay, so let's keep moving a little bit here. And as you're lying in your boat and feeling completely safe, you begin to hear the sounds of a waterfall. And that actually makes you really happy and excited, doesn't it? It does. It does, because you know that the waterfall is going to give you such great, amazing pleasure. And you know this because you've been over the waterfall before, haven't you? You've been over the waterfall before, and it felt so good when you went over the waterfall. It felt so good to go over the waterfall and to feel yourself falling. To just feel yourself falling with the waves of the waterfall. Feels so good. All this pleasure and energy just building up inside you as you go over the waterfall. And you also knew that after the waterfall, you were completely safe. You were back in your boat, and it's a good boat. It's a strong boat, and you didn't have to do anything the entire time but relax in your boat. And you talk her through the entire concept of what the waterfall is, and it feels good. And what we're going to do now is we're going to go over that a couple times. And so we say, Jane, as you're lying here in your boat, and you can hear the waterfall, Jane, can't you? You can hear the waves, and you can feel the water beneath you, and you can feel yourself getting closer and closer to the waterfall, Jane. You can feel yourself getting closer and closer, and you can feel this wonderful energy building up in your body as you get closer to the waterfall, this wonderful excitement building up as you get closer to the waterfall, as you look forward to that moment when you feel yourself in your strong little boat go over the edge of the waterfall, as you feel yourself falling, as you feel that amazing pleasure of the waves washing you down, as you feel yourself buffeted back and forth in your boat, but you're completely safe the entire time, as you feel that energy building up, rushing through you, and as you feel yourself safe again on the other side, back on the river after the waterfall, on this nice calm river, this nice calm level of the river pulling you down in the current, pulling you down river towards even greater pleasures in the future. Isn't that wonderful, Jane? But right now you're back in your boat on the river, and you realize now that you're that much closer to the waterfall. In fact, you're only 20 feet away from the waterfall now, and that doesn't make you nervous at all, does it, Jane? No, it doesn't have to make you nervous, Jane, because, Jane, you can feel such great pleasure right now, such a wonderful, great pleasure building up in you as you know you're going to go over the waterfall, and you realize you're only 10 feet from the waterfall now, only 10 feet away, only 10 short feet away from so much pleasure, so much pleasure. Can you feel that, Jane? Can you feel that excitement, Jane? Of being that close and of feeling that much pleasure, pleasure that you felt before, though even now you begin to realize that maybe this time is going to be different and better. You're going to feel even more pleasure than you did before. You didn't think that was possible before, because last time you went over the waterfall, it felt so good. It felt so good to go over the waterfall and to feel that pleasure. And now you're only 5 feet away from the waterfall, Jane, and you can feel this wonderful energy building up inside you, starting in your core and expanding slowly to other parts of you. You can feel this energy going through your entire body, and you know there's nothing you can do but lay here and relax and enjoy it as you feel this electric energy building up in your body, in your limbs, in your fingers, in every part of you, Jane. And now you're only 4 feet away, and you can feel your body beginning to react with the waterfall. Only 3 feet away, and you know it's so close, and you can feel your body writhing in the boat and knowing that all you have to do is lay there and enjoy it to feel such great pleasure. Only 2 feet away from the waterfall now, Jane. Only 1 foot away. 1 foot away, and it's like time stops for a moment. Right here on the edge. So much energy and so much pleasure pulsing through your body, Jane. Pulsing through your body. And you are so ready to go over the waterfall. And all you have to do, Jane, is say it. And so I wonder, are you ready to go over, Jane? Are you ready to go over the waterfall? And then the fun part is you got to wait and ask her and make her say yes. How fun is that? It establishes a lot of power and it adds a lot of energy to the game if you do so. So you simply say, are you ready to go over now? She'll say, yes, I am. And you say, and then you feel yourself plunge over the side of the waterfall, Jane. You feel yourself falling in this wonderful way. And it's not scary at all, is it, Jane? It's not scary at all. It's the greatest pleasure you've ever felt to feel yourself falling over the waterfall, falling over the waterfall, feeling the water buffeting your body. As you get soaked on every inch of your body, just like that pleasure permeates every inch of your body, and you fall and fall, and you feel like you can fall forever, like this waterfall just goes on forever, and it's not scary at all, because you know that as soon as you land, as soon as you touch back down in the water on the other side, you'll be completely safe and completely calm and completely happy once again, and you keep feeling this pleasure. And you can really talk her through this pleasure aspect of it, the actual orgasm, as long as it seems like she's still going through it. It's amazing when you do this that it can really be extended for quite some time. And you feel this great pleasure, and you feel this great pleasure, and then finally, exhausted, sweaty, feeling so good and so relaxed, you're back in your boat and back on the river. And just like you knew, you're fine. You're not in danger at all. You were never in danger. You just felt so good going over the waterfall, and you can feel the boat beneath you and know that you are safe. Feel the boat beneath you and know that you are safe, and feel the current dragging you down to greater pleasure. And as you lay there and feel that great pleasure already, you know that even greater pleasures are coming in the future, and you find yourself, Jane, looking forward to going over the waterfall again, aren't you, Jane? Jane, you're looking forward to going over the waterfall again. And as you hear my voice and think of that waterfall, you feel yourself coming back into this room with me, and you look up to look into my eyes. And then you kind of go from there. And you can really do whatever you want at that point. You can leave her in the boat for a while, she'll be fine, or you can bring her back out and give her a big kiss and tell her you love her and things like that. Anyway, that's the waterfall. Hope you enjoy it. You'll probably want to go over the video a few times. And just let yourself kind of go with it a little bit. Just absorb some of the lessons that are in there. You'll notice that I say her name a lot. You'll notice that I use the word realize a lot. That's a really powerful word. And the word feel a lot. And a few things like that. Again, I've been Michael Fiore. And I hope you enjoyed this bonus for the Text Your Wife Into Bed program. Thank you.